Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Harsh Ranjan.
नमस्कार, हाजिर हैं हम मार्केट मंत्र के एक और ताजा अंक के साथ। इस कार्यक्रम में देश विदेश की आर्थिक खबरों का जायजा लेंगे, साथ ही नजर डालेंगे प्रमुख अंतर्राष्ट्रीय शेयर बाजारों के चढ़ते उतरते ग्राफ पर, बात करेंगे दूसरी इकोनॉमी से संबंधित खबरों की, और खबरों की बारीकियों पर चर्चा करने के लिए हमारे साथ स्टूडियो में उपलब्ध हैं इकोनॉमिक एनालिस्ट उदयन रे। उदयन, आपका बहुत बहुत स्वागत है।
धन्यवाद।
एंड नाउ लेट्स बिगिन टुडेज एडिशन विद द हेडलाइंस इन इंग्लिश।
Indian benchmark indices end flat. Sensex gains of 0.02% while Nifty holds the 25,000 mark. Foreign investors infuse over 1 lakh crore rupees in the Indian debt market in 2024 so far. And crude oil prices slipped today amid concerns over widening West Asia conflict.
Utar chadhav bhare karobar ke dauran bharatiya share bazar rahe sapat. Sensex 81,711 par तो निफ्टी 25,000 के ऊपर बरकरार। विदेशी निवेशकों ने भारतीय ऋण बाजारों में साल 2024 में अब तक 1,00,000 करोड़ रुपए से अधिक का निवेश किया, और पश्चिम एशिया में बढ़ते संघर्ष को देखते हुए कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में कमी आई। सबसे पहले बात करेंगे भारतीय शेयर बाजारों की। आज भारतीय शेयर बाजारों यानी बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज और नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज में कारोबार तो बेहद उतार चढ़ाव भरा रहा, वैश्विक संकेत भी ठीक नहीं रहे, लेकिन इसके बावजूद बाजार गिरे नहीं, मामूली रूप से बढ़े ही हैं। हम कह सकते हैं कि बाजार लगभग सपाट रहे। बॉम्बे स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का सेंसेक्स और नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज के निफ्टी में बेहद मामूली बढ़त रही। सेंसेक्स 81,711 पर रहा और निफ्टी 25,017 पर रहा। बात करेंगे बीएसई मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप की, तो दोनों में आधा आधा प्रतिशत की बढ़त रही है, और सेंसेक्स में जो 30 कंपनियां हैं उन 30 कंपनियों में से 10 कंपनियों के शेयर आज बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए हैं। विस्तृत रिपोर्ट के साथ अर्जुन।
India's equity benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, ended flat in a volatile trading session amid mixed global cues. The pack of 30 shares at the Bombay Stock Exchange, the Sensex, ended marginally higher at 81,711, and NSE Nifty added 7 points, 0.03%, to settle at 25,017. In the broader market, the BSE mid cap and the small cap indices rose by 0.5% each. 10 out of the 30 companies registered gains in the Sensex pack. The top gainers today were Bajaj Finance, which rose by 2.07%, Maruti, which went up by 2.04%, and Larsen & Toubro, which went up by 1.71%. Conversely, the major laggards are Titan, which went down by 2.19%, JSW Steel was down by 2.01%, and Hindustan Unilever, which was down by 1.9%. In the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, 11 sectors out of 20 logged gains. The top three gainers were telecommunication, which went up by 1.13%, tech, which went up by 0.70%, and financial services, which went up by 0.68%. The top laggards were FMCG, which went down by 0.88%, metal, which was down by 0.86%, and consumer durables, which shed 0.85%. The overall market breadth at the Bombay Stock Exchange was positive. Out of 4,051 companies, the shares of 2,150 companies advanced, 1,812 companies declined, and 89 remained unchanged.
और विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में आज रुपया थोड़ा सा कमजोर पड़ा है। एक डॉलर की कीमत 83.92 रुपये रही है, और डॉलर इंडेक्स अंतर दिवसीय कारोबार के दौरान 0.03% की मामूली गिरावट के साथ 100.82 पर रहा है। आज के अगर शेयर मार्केट की बात करें उदयन, तो बेहद सपाट रहा है, ये खबर तो आ गई है, लेकिन क्या आपको ये लग रहा है कि सेक्टोरली कहीं उतार चढ़ाव ज्यादा देखने को मिल सकता है? जिन शेयरों में ज्यादा गिरावट हुई है और जिन शेयरों में उतनी गिरावट नहीं हुई है, जैसे इंफ्रा के सेक्टर देखें, जेएसडब्ल्यू स्टील की हम बात करें, ज्यादा गिरावट हुई है उसमें।
देखिए ये रोटेशनल प्ले जिसके बारे में आप कह रहे हैं कि एक सेक्टर में कम हो जाना दूसरे में, ये अब होता जाएगा सिंपली बिकॉज आपके मार्केट्स का बहुत जबरदस्त रन अप रहा है और इतना जबरदस्त रन अप रहा है कि कई लोगों का मानना है कि भारतीय मार्केट और अमरीकी मार्केट ही दरअसल जो बायंट मार्केट्स हैं, बाकियों में अलग किस्म का तजुर्बा चल रहा है। तो इसमें एक जो है ये बात आ जाती जब मार्केट्स को, कई लोगों का ये भी आर्ग्यूमेंट है, आर्ग्यू कर रहे हैं कि ये मार्केट्स वैल्यूएशन बहुत रिच हो गया, काफी महंगा मार्केट है कंपेयर्ड टू अदर मार्केट्स। पर आप साथ ही साथ ये भी इम्पोर्टेंट होता है जहां पर इकोनॉमिक ग्रोथ होता है जिन मार्केट्स में जिन कंट्रीज में, वहां के ही अगर ओवर वैल्यूड हो भी तब भी आप वहां पे प्रेजेंट होना चाहेंगे। तो ये तो नंबर वन बात है। एक बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग बात ये भी है हर्ष जी कि कुछ रिपोर्ट्स ये बता रहे हैं, मीडिया रिपोर्ट्स ये बता रहे हैं कि ये वैल्यूएशन जो मार्केट्स का रनअप है इसको देखते हुए विदेशी जो निवेशक हैं, इंस्टीट्यूशनल जो निवेशक हैं, वो अब सेकेंडरी मार्केट में ना देख के वो प्राइमरी आईपीओस की तरफ देख रहे हैं ताकि उनको अच्छे बार्गेन्स मिले। तो रोटेशनल प्ले जहां पे जो सेक्टर जहां पे आपको लगता है थोड़ा सा अंडर वैल्यूड हो गया तो आप बेसिकली वहां पे अपसाइड पाने के लिए वहां पे देखेंगे, आईपीओ में देखेंगे। तो वो बात अब वहां पे आ जाती है, वो बहुत कम समय में अगर रनअप हो जाता है तो ये ऐसी स्थिति जरूर आ जाती है।
और जो आप देख रहे हैं कि आपने एफआईआईज की बात की, एक बहुत बड़ा किक और पुश जो हमारे डोमेस्टिक इंस्टीट्यूशनल इन्वेस्टर्स हैं उन्होंने भी मार्केट को दे रखा है, क्योंकि आप एलआईसी को देख लें, आप डिफरेंट बैंकों को देख लें, आप गवर्नमेंट की अलग अलग जो पीएसयूज हैं इनको देख लें, बहुत हेविली इन्वेस्टेड हैं अभी प्राइमरी मार्केट में भी और थ्रू म्यूचुअल फंड्स के भी। क्या आपको लगता है कि ये पुश भी जबरदस्त है और जो मार्केट को स्टेबिलिटी भी दे रहा है?
बिल्कुल दे रहा है और ये फ्लोर देता है। जब भी आप ऊपर चले जाते हैं, मार्केट ऊपर चला जाता है, ये मेरा मानना है, मैं दूसरे लोगों का शायद दूसरा व्यू पॉइंट हो, पर ये एक फ्लोर दे देता है। मतलब जैसे आप एक ऊंचे स्तर में गए और फिर एक ओनली लिमिटेड, अगर नीचे जाना भी है एक लिमिट तक ही जा पा रहे हैं, क्योंकि भारतीय जो निवेशक हैं, रिटेल इन्वेस्टर्स हैं, वो वहां पे सपोर्ट दे रहे हैं, तो नीचे से एक सपोर्ट आ रहा है। तो ये जो मूवमेंट है प्राइमरी मार्केट की तरफ कुछ इंस्टीट्यूशनल इन्वेस्टर्स का, उनका भी आर्ग्यूमेंट ये है कि वहां पे रिटेल पार्टिसिपेशन उतनी नहीं है इसलिए वो वहां पे जा रहे हैं। तो जो फ्लोर है, एक हायर लेवल पे एक सपोर्ट जो मिल रहा है वो ये रिटेल मनी से जरूर मिल रहा है और जो कि वेलकम है। बट इस टाइप के मूवमेंट्स, इस टाइप के मैनूवर भी जरूरी हो जाते हैं जब कम वक्त में इतना ज्यादा मूवमेंट ऊपर की तरफ जाता है।
उदयन, इफ यू लुक एट द डीआईआईज, दे बुक प्रॉफिट्स टुडे टू द ट्यून ऑफ there was net sellers to the tune of 604 crore rupees. But surprisingly, the net buyers in the market were the FIIs, the FPIs, who were net buyers to the tune of 1,503 crore rupees. And, you know, we have discussed in the market as to, you know, where is the interest lying in? In an overbought market, the opportunity was seen in Sensex, where the price to earnings ratio was 20. Right now it's 24. But despite that, the mid-cap and small-cap index, where the price-to-earnings ratio has been 30 to 40, even there we're seeing gains of 0.5%. But, you know, this is where the institutional investors are making their play in the cash market. How do you see the retail investors? Do you see them only focused on the F&O market right now? Or do you see them not participating at all till the market corrects?
I think they'll keep participating, Arjun. F&O is something which SEBI and other institutional investors have been encouraging retail investors not to dabble too much in out there, because they feel that they may not have the requisite skill and the stomach to handle the downside. It's upside is fine, but sometimes there are sharp movements which even the most skillful investor doesn't manage to handle. So, you know, when you have an institution, institution's deep pockets backing you, then it's fine. When it's your own money, then your pockets are not that deep. So that's number one. But I think they'll continue to participate. Also, Arjun, the other thing is that, you know, these regular investments that are happening through systematic investment plan, which has been talked about so much. Now, both things are happening. People are coming in and investing, and there are people who are stopping it. So both things are happening. So people, you know, they might just book a little bit of profit and doing that. So for a retail investor, I think the recommended thing, which someone like me would recommend is that when you're investing regularly, then keep a target, something, some requirement in mind. And till it is not reached, don't mess around with the regular investment discipline, because it's a discipline that you must continue. And, if things are not doing well, then review it annually. You don't have to, just because the market has moved up and down, you don't have to do different kind of stuff. And yes, if you want to take short-term opportunity, you can keep a separate small amount of money. Suppose 100 rupees is the investable sum. Maybe you can keep 1 or 2%. And you can, you know, pick up an opportunity here and there. But making wholesale changes depending on the market, then it becomes a very difficult task to manage things. You know, your focus has to be on what you need, why you're saying. So it's a vehicle which will help you achieve certain things.
So it's a caveat or a warning to small
Absolutely.
Investors. Very
Yes.
useful for those who are tuned in to market mantra. But fundamentally speaking, you know, we have seen a buying interest from LIC, for instance, in the first two quarters, 17,000 crore rupees. So they have provided the cover when the market was correcting. Do you see this market correcting at all? Because there seems to be opportunity in the large cap space where the PE is right now 24. If it goes to 30, then maybe there would be a correction. Do you see the markets only going up and, you know, you have institutions making profits?
Yeah, let's take a very, very simple answer for this. So if the economy, if we are to assume that the economy is going to grow at, say, 7%, 7.5%, you can pick a number. Then, perforce, Arjun, the corporate sector, the best companies, the most valuable companies are the listed companies, right? The Sensex pack and the Nifty. They perforce will corner a greater part of that growth. So it's a reasonable assumption to me. If that be true, then logically their share prices, you know, basically anybody who's investing in them are partnering in their profits. Isn't that what the case is? So therefore, logically, that way you should be gaining. So if there's going to be a growth, economic growth, then deduction is a lot of that growth is going to come from the corporate sector, listed companies. Then you should be participating in it. Therefore, you know, your ownership, part ownership of those companies should be beneficial. So over a period of time, yes, you will gain, but you know, stock market, stock price movements are almost like a waves of a sea, you know. So that's the normal. It's not anything abnormal about
but
it.
But we're seeing corrections in the US market. Our Sensex and Nifty follows that particular trend.
Right.
The market did not go up by much, even though we saw FII buying interest in the market today. But short term, do you see a correction in the market?
There could be. Suppose there's a political development which is adverse, and there are plenty of global events that are happening, which may make people.
What political developments?
Well, there could be an energy issue in the Middle East. There could be a food issue in the Eastern European theater where there's a conflict going on. So these have impacted our economics in the past. So suppose there's a huge impact or a significant impact in oil supplies or trading routes, these things are bound to happen. So these would markets do react on to them. Suppose there's a certain political development in the largest economy in the world, which is US, which is not seen as favorable by the markets. Things could change out there. But these are not things that will shape things for next 1 or 2 years. I mean, they are not watershed kind
right,
of thing.
Right. So short term, like if you look at VIX India volatility
yeah.
index, that's at 13.7, which is really not very high.
Yeah.
When the volatility hits 20, then one should be
concerns. So you expect the market actually to go up short and medium term?
Definitely medium term. Our markets are, if compared to our markets, you compare it with any other markets, the chances of our markets going up are far higher simply because of our economic growth. Because people would want to be in a market where the economy is growing compared to a market where the economy is not growing well. So, I mean, it's I'm moving by intuition, and I think at a broad level, that will give you the conviction.
You know, the U.S. dollar index is plummeting. It's 100.82 right now, and just a couple of days ago when I was doing the program, it was 102 point something. Is the U.S. economy concerned, and how does that benefit the Indian rupee in the short to medium term?
One conclusion is that, you know, it will sort of help the pressure on the rupee. But what Indian economic administration, whether it's RBI or others, they will not want the rupee to either appreciate or depreciate very quickly. They would want any movement to happen very gradually, because that allows all the economic actors to adjust to this fundamental change that's happening. So the problem is not appreciation or depreciation so much, Arjun, in my opinion. When it happens very quickly, that's when it becomes a problem. Stock market prices move up and down. The moment it happens very sharply, the movements up or down is happening very sharply in a very short period of time, that's when investors become more anxious. So that is something that probably, at least on the rupee front, I think the economic administration is going to keep in mind.
आपने भारत के सहित दूसरे बाजारों की भी बात की, तो हम देख लेते हैं कि एशियाई, यूरोपीय और अमरीकी बाजारों का क्या हाल रहा है. सबसे पहले बात करेंगे एशियाई और यूरोपीय मार्केट्स की. पांच प्रमुख एशियाई बाजारों के सूचकांकों में से आज तीन जो थे वो नुकसान में रहे. जापान का निकेई 0.47% मजबूत रहा. हांगकांग के हैंगसेंग में 0.42% की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई. सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट्स टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.07% बढ़ा. वहीं दक्षिण कोरिया के कॉस्पी में 0.33% की कमजोरी देखी गई और चीन का शंघाई कंपोजिट इंडेक्स 0.24% की गिरावट के साथ बंद हुआ. और यूरोप के तीनों प्रमुख शेयर बाजार आज लाभ के साथ कारोबार कर रहे हैं, हाईज पर बने हुए हैं. अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक लंदन का फुटसी 100 0.35% ऊपर चल रहा था. जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.23% ऊपर था, जबकि फ्रांस का कैक 40 0.02% की बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था.
The Asian markets and the European markets are quite interesting today because they all seem to have, on the whole, gone up despite the correction we are seeing in the US market, and to an extent we are seeing at par market in the Sensex and Nifty. So what's going on here? After Black Friday, we are seeing the Nikkei go up steadily. The borrowing in yen and the carry forward does not seem to have affected the Asian markets now. And the European markets are also going up despite inflation data not being that positive. What's happening in the stock markets?
There are a couple of things that might be happening, Arjun. One of them is some macro data is expected from the
U.S.
You
think there's arbitrage also?
That happens all the time. Carry trade is a classic case of arbitrage, and the whole world suffered in 2008 because of that. The subprime crisis had its origin from the carry trade, yen carry trade. But coming back, I think a couple of things are happening, Arjun. One is some macro data is people are waiting from the U.S. And then they would like to have some more information cues from the Federal Reserve as to the kind of interest rate cuts, which seem definite now, that are going to happen. Some market participants, influential, they are expecting multiple and large ones. So how much of it is getting baked in? That's number one and two. They're also basically waiting, they're taking cues from the U.S. market. So that's what they're waiting for. In the U.S. market, people are waiting for results of NVIDIA, which is the largest AI sort of chip making company, and it's a leader of the pack, and it's a mega cap, and people are waiting to see how it's doing. And because a lot of these mega caps have been doing well and they've been driving the market forward, so they're actually waiting for that result, and that result or the numbers, Arjun, might just change the mood. So if the market thinks that it's on course, then all the other six mega caps might start doing, people might look at things favorably, and then it in turn will, affect the sentiment of other markets which are trying to take cues.
Well, let's have a look at the U.S. market now. U.S. stocks displayed mixed trend yesterday, while investors awaited inflation data for clues about interest rate cuts by the Fed Reserve. Two out of three major U.S. stocks were trading in negative territory. NASDAQ declined by 0.85% and the S&P 500 was down by 0.32%. However, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.16%. We're seeing correction in the U.S. Stock market right now. Inflation, at least for July, the consumer price index is 2.9%. I'm assuming that the inflation data would be for August. How concerned is the Fed Reserve about inflation right now, especially in the talk, especially from the opinions that there is a recession, a technical recession that's might likely to come in the U.S. economy?
So, if you go by the Jackson Hole statement of Federal Reserve Chairman, so he seems to be thinking that they are on course, and they're on course to their benchmark is 2%, so they are on course for 2%. So they are okay about that. Now, sir, they are looking at the economic impact, especially employment. Before inflation became the key word for Federal Reserve, employment was the key word. Arjun, if you remember, during the pandemic, there was a loss of jobs and all that. So that word is coming back. Employment.
It's 4.4% unemployment right now. Yeah, exactly. Addition of 114,000 jobs for the month of July. That should be a cause for concern.
Well, then it's a softening. So the moment they do a rate cut, say a 20 bips, 25 basis point cut, then there will again be a little bit of optimism. And for the transmission of that, it will take time. So that might just, they might just doing to boost things up a little bit. So that, all these things are possibly they have factored that in, and therefore they are probably keeping that in mind. But it's not something which they are going to panic, but this is something which they are probably going to do and hope that that's going to be the antidote. So basically, Arjun, they are trying to do a soft landing within quotes. That's what they're trying to do, and there's been this whole whether it's going to be a soft landing, hard landing. So we'll see when it comes. The jury's out, but this is what they're hoping to do, that before things get too tough, they're going to start cutting. They will start cutting rates.
So if you look at new age stocks or technology stocks, you know, when you look at the NASDAQ, it has now gone down by 152 points. So you're looking at companies like Nvidia, which is very high on valuation. How do you see the stock valuations right now with what's happening on the macroeconomic front in the U.S.? Do you see a linkage between the two, especially when it comes to buying interest, the sentiment in the stock market versus the sentiment when it comes to the economy?
Absolutely, Arjun. I'm quite sure that the moment you're going to hear a rate cut happening, maybe it's already baked in, but the moment the rate cut happens, you will find tech stocks starting doing well. So they were pushing the market. They were the engines of taking the market high. But you will find additional interest out there. Unless, of course, there's a company, inside the company, there is some kind of a news that's not making investors feel uncomfortable. Say a policy-related issue, or in a market they're facing some other challenge. Apart from that, you will the first reaction, I would say, of a Fed rate cut will be a positive one on these mega caps that you mentioned.
बिल्कुल पूरे अगर US मार्केट की ही बात करें जैसे आपने बताया कि US Fed के चेयरमैन पॉल साहब ने जो बयान दिया है एक इंडिकेशन रेट कट के लिए उसके बाद डेली मार्केट तो कारोबार में उतार चढ़ाव होता रहता है बट अगर आप मिड टर्म लें तो शायद US के दोनों मार्केट काफी तेजी से बढ़ सकते हैं और इसकी वजह अपने श्रोताओं की सुविधा के लिए हम बता दें कि जब भी US Fed अपना इंटरेस्ट रेट कम करता है तो इन्वेस्टर्स मार्केट की ओर जाते हैं बाई ज्यादा होता है इसलिए मार्केट बढ़ता है और जब इंटरेस्ट रेट बढ़ जाता है तो सेफ सिक्योर डिपॉजिट के लिए इन्वेस्टर्स बैंकों में आ जाते हैं, जिससे कि शेयर मार्केट में थोड़ी सी गिरावट आती है। इसको किस तरीके से आप एक्सप्लेन करेंगे?
देखिए, यहां पे मैं एक बीच में अर्जुन ने डॉलर इंडेक्स के बारे में बात की, तो डॉलर इंडेक्स की वो मैं जोड़ता चलूं। डॉलर इंडेक्स की कमजोरी की वजह से, डॉलर की कमजोरी की वजह से कई लोगों का, एक्सपर्ट्स का मानना है कि काफी कुछ पैसा इमर्जिंग मार्केट, भारत और इंडोनेशिया और दूसरे देशों को इमर्जिंग मार्केट्स माना जाता है, ग्रुपिंग में डाला जाता है। तो ये माना जा रहा है कि उस कमजोरी और रेट कट की वजह से एक इमर्जिंग मार्केट्स में और पैसे, वित्तीय संस्थानों के पैसे, विदेशी वित्तीय संस्थानों के पैसे आएंगे और उस वजह से मार्केट में और एडिशनल उछाल का वो एक कारण बन सकते हैं।
In more news, according to NSDL data, over 1 lakh crore rupees have been invested by FPIs in the Indian debt market since the beginning of this year. Meanwhile, through the foreign investors are putting money into the debt market, they are pulling out from the equity markets. FPIs have pulled out over 16,000 crore rupees from the Indian equity market since the beginning of August. In more news, from the crude oil market now, oil prices slipped slightly today over supply concerns prompted by fear of the widening West Asia conflict. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading 0.52% down to $81 cents per barrel. The U.S. West Texas Intermediate was also trading 0.53% down at $74.01 per barrel when reports last came in. Just looking at this briefly, Sinopec is saying that the demand, market demand from China has been weakening, and their margin when they refine it into a consumable product, that has gone down as well, which is another reason apart from West Asia concerns that the price of oil has come down. What's happening in China, and is this going to continue to go down?
So, Arjun, a lot of the experts feel that till there are certain fundamental reforms that are happening or fundamental changes that happen, China will continue to face challenges out there. And you mentioned, and that's the reason why it is at $76-$80 kind of range. Otherwise, if China were to get back its mojo, the oil prices would have been far higher. So you're absolutely right. That's one of the reasons why the oil prices are not cutting loose. And of course, it's helping India. We are not complaining.
सोने चांदी की भी बात कर लेते हैं। येलो मेटल यानी सोना जो है, आज भारतीय बाजारों में थोड़ी गिरावट पड़ रहा, इसलिए खरीदारों के लिए अच्छी खबर है। शाम 6:40 पर जब हमने रिपोर्ट उठाई कि सोने की कीमत क्या चल रही है, तो 24 कैरेट सोना 0.22% की गिरावट के साथ चल रहा था और 10 ग्राम सोना खरीदने के लिए ₹72,100 देने की जरूरत थी। वहीं चांदी भी 0.10% गिरावट के साथ चल रहा था मार्केट में और 1 किलो सोना चांदी खरीदने के लिए ₹85,920 देने पड़े।
सो व्हाट्स योर टेक ऑन द प्रेशियस मेटल्स मार्केट?
वेल, इट्स अ as long as you will have inflation, then precious metals become very important, very high inflation. Moment that you start having a little bit of a lid on inflation, your need, pressing need for getting into commodities and things like gold becomes that much lesser. In any case, it should never exceed something like 10% of your overall investments.
बिल्कुल, आज अब वक्त खत्म हो रहा है, हमें मार्केट मंत्रा भी समाप्त करना होगा। उदयन जी, आप आए और मेरे और अर्जुन के सवालों का जवाब दिया, आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद।
धन्यवाद।
एंड बिफोर वी क्लोज, ए रिमाइंडर ऑफ द हेडलाइंस। इंडियन बेंचमार्क इंडिसीज एंड फ्लैट, सेंसेक्स गेन्स 0.02%, व्हाइल निफ्टी होल्ड्स 25,000 मार्क। Foreign investors infuse over 1 lakh crore rupees in the Indian debt market in 2024 so far. And crude oil prices slipped today amid concerns over widening West Asia conflict. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
Namaskar. Oh,
साथ।